The Singapore Air Show 2022 returns next week, but with less than half the attendance of its previous shows in 2020. The aviation industry, especially in the Asia-Pacific, is one of the worst hit by the pandemic, and recovery has been slow. Still, the Economic Development Board says it's turning the corner with strong support and long-term commitment from industry partners. Heidi Ng with a preview.
Asia's biggest aviation event takes off on Tuesday. The four-day biennial affair will focus on the recovery of the industry and the challenges and opportunities in sustainable aviation. Air travel remains subdued amid the ongoing pandemic, and attendance has more than halved to about 13,000 trade visitors from 39 countries and regions. But despite the smaller numbers, organizer Experius says it has assembled high-quality trade visitors and exhibitors for the show.
The congregation of the right people are here, top industry players, top decision makers. The conversations will be just as good, even if not even better. We set the platform of Singapore Air Show now to allow all these decision makers and top industry makers to come, have discussions around them, and how we can navigate our way out of this pandemic.
Mr. Leck notes that there are green shoots in the industry as passenger travel numbers and flight frequencies are going up. The International Air Transport Association is also projecting the highest passenger growth for the Asia-Pacific region. That's a compound annual growth rate of 4.5% from 2019 to 2040. The manufacturing output from Singapore's aerospace segment has also been growing on year since last April.
The past 2 years have been a tough time for the global aerospace industry. But together with our industry partners, we are turning a corner. Companies see our strong support and long-term commitment to this industry. And this is why they are continuing to make new investments in Singapore, despite the pandemic.
He adds that major aerospace firms in Singapore plan to create over 1,000 jobs here over the next 2 years. Despite the recovery, he says it's still important for Singapore to continue transforming in areas of digitalization and sustainable fuel. The air show will also feature high-level forums, like the Sustainable Aviation Forum. Among the 600 companies participating this year, ST Engineering is the largest exhibitor. It's occupying a space of over 2,000 square meters and showcasing almost 100 innovations.
One of them is making the nacelle, or the housing unit for a plane's engine, more sustainable. For example, this inlet here is made from a single piece of aluminium. That makes it lighter and reduces its drag. That in turn causes less fuel to be used.
Also on display is this unmanned aircraft system, Dronet, to provide essential shore-to-ship parcel delivery. It's part of a 9-month pilot program under a new consortium ST Engineering has formed with Sumitomo Corporation and Skyports. Other key participating exhibitors include Airbus, Boeing, and Lockheed Martin. This year's air show will not be open to the public, but they can catch all the action of its flight displays and flypasts live streamed every day of the event.